Black Stilly. Everything. That biscuits, there's nothing better than biscuits cooked in a black stilly. You know that. Have you ever eaten a biscuit cooked in a black stilly?
I can't say I have ever eaten biscuits. How would you make those? Did you ever make, what sort of things would you make out of flour?
Well, I'll tell you something about that. You know, I remember I can't say my mother. I remember my mother letting me have her cut biscuits. And as far as that, I never remember her letting me cook any. I reckon there was too many of them there. But this, this boy's daughter lives in, she's living in New Orleans now. She married a boy who is making a Baptist preacher, and he's in seminary. We went down there. They took me down there, he and his wife, for my Mother's Day present this year to New Orleans. Well, we went to a taco place to eat. If you're ever there, you go, because it's a beautiful, it isn't a fine place. It's a
Greasy Spoon?
Huh?
Greasy Spoon?
No, I don't think it is. But they have long dresses, red skirts, white blouses, and red kerchiefs. All right, we went in, and Marilyn said, Nanny, my grandchildren nearly called me Nanny. Two-thirds of them, their first grandmother, but the last set called me Nanny. Said, Nanny, we're going to take you, and you're going to have a fit over your appetizer. I said, well, what is it? And she said, well, you just wait. Well, there was a little piece of squared, about that big, and it was a biscuit dough, and it was fried deep, and it puffed up. Well, when I was a girl, my sister cooked those that I lived with. We called them puffs. We had that and a thing of butter about that big and honey. That was our appetizer. And I could have made my meal off of that because I don't eat tacos, but they had all oysters and shrimp, and I like them. But anyway, that's one thing I remember my sister making was those puffs, we call them. But she'd put fat in those black skillets. And she'd roll the dough thin and cut them in little squares and put them in there and then turn them over. And they would be brown and they'd puff up and be hollow in the middle. It was exactly like they made them down there at that. I reckon they were Mexican. That was a Mexican place. I don't know. Don't remember the name of it.
You cooked them in fat?
Cooked them in hog fat. And I don't know what they cooked that in. But that's what my sister cooked her and they'd puff up, you know, and be open. They were delicious.
Yeah. Would you ever take a biscuit dough and just make it up into a big thing and cook it like that?
Mm-mm. Well, we'd make that day and time they would make your dough in a dough board. They had a big dough tray, and my mother-in-law did, and I'm sure my mother did, and they would pinch off little pieces and do it this way and make the biscuits that way, don't you say?
Yes,
ma'am. So, I know a lot of them do now. One of my oldest granddaughters, who's 32 now, when she was a little girl, she was over here and I was cutting biscuit out, and she said, my mother don't do that. And I said, what does your mother do? She said, she showed me, she rolled it and patted it. And I never did do that, though, but mine were not smooth, but I rolled mine out and cut it.